This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast. Oh, yeah! The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
And today, once again, that'll be Mike Dussault and Paul Perillo here high above the practice fields at Gillette Stadium. Day two in the books, Michael.
We're flying.
A little bit more red zone work, as we talked about yesterday. A little different red zone work today. A little bit closer to the 20, the high red zone,
I guess,
what they like to call it, as opposed to the low red zone stuff that we saw yesterday. Once again, just a couple of bookkeeping items. Attendance. Really strong, yep. Both on and off the field. I think another good, solid crowd here today. The Patriots, I believe, very healthy again. Just Cody Davis and Michael Owenu on PUP, and Calvin Anderson is on NFI. But otherwise, we saw everybody in uniform. Matthew Judon continues to be more of a spectator.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we can keep an eye on that. I think he is scheduled to speak a little bit later. We'll see if that ends up holding. But, Mike, your thoughts on day two.
Yeah, well, I thought a little bit up and down for the offense. I mean, there were moments that thought, hey, they're clicking. They made a couple nice plays. Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster, some nice touchdown grabs from Mac Jones. But Kyle Duggar coming down, kind of a bad interception by Mac. Looked like he forced still immediately dropped down, started doing push-ups. So, you know, I think as we talked about on our live show, probably going to be some overreactions to some of the up and down nature and inconsistencies here early on in the offense, but I'm going to just say I'll take it compared to what we saw last year when it was just contested catch, same thing over and over again. It feels like they're working a lot of stuff in, so I'm okay right now with the offense. I'm not going to get, you know, too concerned with what's going on, but, you know, certainly the interception Mac threw can't happen, but I think that's probably going to overshadow a couple of the nicer throws that he did have.
Yeah, I have a lot more certainly confidence in what they're doing offensively because Bill O'Brien is here. I'm not going to lie and tell you the performance has been any different or any better because I don't really think it has been, but I just feel like some of the things that they're showing, some of the RPO looks that we're talking about during the course of the show, some of the screen looks are a little bit different. And I think some of the route concepts, I think, have been a little bit different as well. And they've gotten some guys open, not, as you said, not just relying on individual
shot plays and contested catches. That's
contested
all it was
catches.
Last year.
So yeah. I don't think it's been great, but I think it's a work in progress. And I have more confidence that it will get better as the time goes on. One thing I wanted to bring up today, Mike, some of the team periods that we saw today involved Bailey Zappe staying out there with the same guys that Mac Jones was with. I don't think we saw a ton of that yesterday, if any at all. So he got a chance to work behind the regular offensive line with the regular group of receivers. Yep. I thought he looked better today at times than he did yesterday. Again, I thought both.
Similar,
I thought,
up and down.
Yeah, offensively, yep. I think there's still some, I don't want to overstate it. I think offensively there's some issues to work through. And there's still a work in progress. But interesting that Zappe was getting, quote-unquote, one reps.
Yeah. Well, and look, you don't want to overreact. But, you know, look, we'll continue to watch. We're going to be back here tomorrow, the day, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, it's going to go on. So you just don't want to get too crazy at this point. One guy I just wanted, you know, to highlight, looked like Marcus Jones getting a little bit of a chance to run with the ones as an outside corner. So that's a little bit of an interesting, you know, development in terms of personnel. You kind of track these things to see, you know, when guys are going to get their chance, and it seemed like he got a couple you know, extra reps there on the outside. Certainly gave up a couple catches, so, you know, it's going to be a process for him for sure.
Yeah, it's a great point about Marcus Jones, and I'm glad because we talked about him a lot during the show yesterday on day one. I thought that was the most looks he got with, again, the frontline guys around him on defense. And he made some plays too. Yeah, you're right. He gave up some plays today. But he made some as well. So interesting to see him sort of establish himself maybe – you know, maybe they're kind of looking ahead with this Jack Jones situation. I think that has to be weighing on Bill Belichick's mind moving forward. There has to be some level of uncertainty as to his availability down the stretch. You know, they're scheduled to get right back at it tomorrow. Anything else kind of stand out to you today before, you know, we should mention Chad Ryland handled the field goals at the end.
Like
Nick Folk
good.
Yesterday
yep.
looked like he was perfect on five or six attempts at the end, you know, stretching out to about 43 yards or so toward the end. Anything else stand out to you, Michael?
I would just highlight, you know, Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, especially Smith-Schuster, who, you know, we didn't see it all in the spring, but had a real nice route touchdown today. He's starting to show up a little bit. I mean, I think the team needs him so much. And, you know, we know what we have in Devontae Parker with his, size and ability to come down with the ball, contested catch situations. So some of those elements starting to pop up a little bit for the Patriots. Yeah. And lastly, just DeMario Douglas, who's going to be that, is there a fifth receiver that can emerge from the group below those kind of top four guys? And, not that he got a ton of run, but he got some looks with the ones and, was over there watching with that group. It's a select kind of group that they work with at times and, various drills. And so it seems early on he's getting a chance, too, to maybe, show what he can do. His quickness jumps off the field, but, he's going to make some plays, make some catches, and maybe really start to turn some heads.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point about Juju. I thought there was one play that really, I like to use the phrase, looked like a Patriots play. He made a quick move to the inside, shook Christian Gonzalez, I believe. It was either Gonzalez or Marcus Jones. I think it was Gonzalez. And had a nice touchdown catch. They're going to need that. They're going to need to replace that production from Myers. And I thought he was a little quiet yesterday. Showed up a couple times today. So yep. Looking at, as Bill Belichick likes to say, Mike, you're looking to stack days at this stage of the summer. I thought they built a little bit off of what they did yesterday, as we talked about with the red zone. I think we'll see more of that. Looks like I think they'll be in shells tomorrow. We'll be back at it the same time, and we'll give you everything you need to know. Mike Dussault, Paul Perillo, we'll hit you tomorrow for the next Training Camp Cast.